Now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for the Fashion Rewired broadcast with Brian Hill. During the Fashion Rewired podcast, we chat with successful fashion designers and business entrepreneurs who share their powerful stories of success while providing real-time industry tips, tools, and actionable strategies to execute today with the goal of designing our listeners' brands for success. Now, here's your host, Brian Hill.
Welcome to Fashion Rewired. I'm your host, Brian Hill, self-taught designer and executive director of Phoenix Fashion Week. So why is it important to rewire? Well, I believe that every successful fashion designer and entrepreneur at one time or another made the smart and necessary decision to rewire their brain, their attitude, but most importantly, their actions to get them to their current level of success. Each week, I get to share my stories and their stories of transformation with our listeners at Fashion Rewired while giving you the blueprint to rewire. I love to open each episode by thanking the sponsors that believe in Fashion Rewired. Digital Emerging Designer Bootcamp. Fact, each season, Phoenix Fashion Week turns away hundreds of emerging designers that apply for the live designer bootcamp. This year, we created the six-week-long Designer Digital Bootcamp, where emerging fashion talent from around the world and from the comfort of their own home via mobile, laptop, or desktop will follow a structured curriculum online focused on the very important business side of their fashion brand. In a short 6 weeks, the fashion experts will teach, transform, and lay out the blueprint to build and run a successful fashion brand for 2019 and beyond. To apply, email digital@phoenixfashionweek.com. Today, we're talking to a new guest, great friend of mine, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden, Anna Christensen. Let me tell you a little bit about Anna first. Born in Romania, moved to Sweden at 11 years old. Anna is a former national athlete with education in cutting and tailoring and art. Also attended and graduated from the Parsons School of Design in Paris and New York. Boom, boom, boom. She has over 15 years of experience from working in the apparel industry. She has designed and produced and developed award-winning technical outdoor and urban products for international brands, including Hagloff's, Salomon, Peak Performance, Helly Hansen, Orange, and many more. She's also launched and run her own two brands. And most recently, she runs a new group called Apparel Entrepreneurship, AE, an online educational platform providing entrepreneurs and brands actionable content, industry know-how, strategies, and tools to launch, grow, and succeed in their apparel businesses. That's why we get along so well. That's a long bio, Anna.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for that intro. Wow, I should put it up at my wall.
I will say that for you anytime you want. Tell us something that drives you today or something surprising about your personal life.
Surprising. I've been designing all my life, as you kind of said, drawing since I was a little girl. And so design is kind of in my blood. That's why I love what we do today. And also now we get the chance to give back to people, to help people to launch their brands and to reach their dreams.
That's amazing. Do you know that our listeners of Fashion Rewired are going to get an amazing free bundle of package from Anna and the team at Apparel Entrepreneurship at the end of this podcast? So you cannot tune off too soon. Stay to the end, and you're going to get this amazing bundle from Anna and Klaus as well. So thank you for that.
Yes, of course. It's about giving back and working in the industry 15 years, as you mentioned. And, everybody takes a taste, but time to give back. And I know that as a startup, it's not always easy, and you don't always have the money. So to get something from the beginning, to get some help, it's appreciated. And we try to help as much as we can.
Totally. We have a saying in America, game, recognize game. And that means that I recognize what you were doing online and really was impressed. You recognize what we were doing at Fashion Week and also Fashion Rewired. You were impressed, and we just got together and we have like minds. And I'm really excited to expand our team over to Stockholm. And we hope to work with you guys going forward for a lot of years.
Looking forward to it as well. Yeah.
Well, in Fashion Rewired, we always want to go back to when everything wasn't so great for Anna, possibly. It sounds like you've had an amazing career, obviously, but there was a time when you had to rewire. Something either happened tragically or hard or struggle. Take us back to when you rewired, please.
Yeah, Well, I've been working 9 to 5 many, many years, 9 to 5 job. And, you know, it's all good. The career is great. But all of a sudden, it's just like, it's not really 100%. It didn't really feel great. And so about 5 years ago, we were on vacation in Italy. We were there with our camper van. It was evening. The kids had gone to bed. Klaus and I were drinking some wine. We were chatting. So all of a sudden, one of us said, so what do we actually want to do with our lives? What do we want to, you know, when your life is good, but it's not fully satisfying.
Sure.
We've always wanted freedom. We've always appreciated to do things our own way. We've always wanted to have full control of our time, of our outcome. When you're an employee, you kind of do what the boss says. And so we were chatting and we were thinking, okay, so what do we actually want to do with our lives?
Sure.
And so sitting there, we started making plans. We started making, okay, we want to start our own brands. We want to do this. We want to do that. The list started growing. And then when we were feeling that, okay, the list is pretty good now. We're okay, maybe we should put a time to this. Should we do it? Could we do it in 5 years? Could we do it in 10 years? Klaus, he's a project manager, so he started, you know, taking notes and started writing, calculating everything. He's like, okay, we could actually do some of the things here in a pretty short amount of time. And we could as well, one of us could quit their jobs and we can see how we can start reaching our goals and planning for these goals. So actually, that was the rewild moment. When we got back from that vacation,
yes.
Klaus quit his job. I quit as well my 9 to 5, my employment, but I started freelancing. So I started working as a freelance designer. And that's also when we launched, I don't know if you mentioned in the beginning, but we also run a design agency,
yes,
for technical apparel. And so that's when it was a complete shift. We knew why we wanted to do the things we wanted to do. We knew that freedom was top of the list. And so we just took action at the moment when we got back home. And yeah, we haven't looked back.
Oh, I love it. I love it. When you said we took action, that's exactly what we care about and our listeners at Fashion Rewired. So you come home from a vacation, you should be just relaxing and thinking about how great your life is. But you wanted freedom, you wanted more, and you wanted full control, which I think in today's world, that's what people want, is really freedom. So it's not so much about the money and monetary, it's more about freedom, being able to come and go as you please, and also develop your ideas, right? You're a technical designer, you have this agency going well, you've worked for a lot of people a lot of time, and you were successful there, but I'm sure you had all kinds of ideas that you wanted to bring to the forefront. And so that's what this is. So tell me, the first thing you guys did once you got back from the vacation, I want to hear these action steps that our team and our listeners can kind of follow. What was step one?
Well, the step one was to actually go inside and look at the values that you want to have. What values do we want to live our life by? It's funny because now when we think about all these things that, you know, how we run our business and also how our community and the members on and in the apparel entrepreneurship community, how they run their businesses is kind of the same thing. So first look at the values that you want to live by. What do you actually want? And why is it so important to you? That was the first thing we had to nail. Write down, put it top priority, 1, 2, 3,
yes.
Why and how should we run our business?
Yes.
And the second was, we didn't know everything at that point. So it was like, okay, what puzzle pieces are we missing?
Yes.
What do we need to learn? Get some inspiration, contact some people that actually know what they're doing and that we need to tap into their mentality and their knowledge. Start contacting, looking to the network, and then also just get on learning and filling in the blanks that we were missing just so we can start doing. And then, as you mentioned, just take action. Just start planning and executing. And when you know all these things, it's so easy to get on the doing. Mm-hmm. But if you have no idea why you're doing certain things and why it's important to you and what you should do, then it doesn't matter how fast you do things or how much action you do or where how many hours a day you work, because you're going to burn out. So either you work smart and you, I don't know if you've read the book, The One Thing. This is exactly what it's about.
Yes.
It's, you just have your focus and then you go. If you don't have a focus, you have no idea where to go.
Yeah, I love it. So for you, you went inside your life and you reevaluated your values and how you wanted to run your life and also run your business going forward. You then educated yourself on what was missing in your puzzle pieces, right? And then you filled in those blanks by learning those puzzle missing puzzle pieces, and then you acted. I love that. Anyone can apply it to any business, startup, college, senior citizen, doesn't really matter. These action steps are completely doable. So when you did these action steps, I'm not sure how long it took you to make these actions happen, but I guarantee some new habits came out of that for you and Klaus. Talk about some of the new habits that just naturally you guys use today.
The habits actually that we had to form there, it wasn't that much that we had to gain new habits. I'm a former national athlete, and so I know it, as an athlete, you know that first, you know where the goal is. You know that you need to train really, really, really hard, and then you need the commitment, the determination, and the discipline, and the doing, and the persistence. You just need all these pieces just to get there. And it's kind of the same thing that we apply here. Klaus is as well. He's a former track and field guy. So we both with the athlete background, it's kind of the same mentality and the same things that you need to apply to your business. But another thing that's important for a business and to work and function properly, you need to have an optimal body.
Yes.
If you're not training regularly, if you don't sleep enough hours, if you're not in the right mindset and have some sort of a mindfulness, the whole family is plant-based. We only plant-based diet just to, you know, keep healthy and keep energized. But as long as you know all these things, it's easy to focus. It's easy to be efficient and effective and just to optimize your everyday to not burn out, to have enough time for your family, for training, and for some fun, but as well to have when it's time to go for the business and or the customers, then it's full on. There's no distractions. There's no, oh, I just need to, you know, go do this, and oh, I need to talk to this and that. It's just full on focus. So people ask us, how do you accomplish so much? Well, it's kind of easy. Because you just do what you're supposed to do, get away from all the distractions, and then you just get stuff done.
I love it.
So, yeah, it wasn't that much of getting new habits. It was more focusing and kind of more kind of nailing the habits that we had already, but kind of optimizing them.
Sure. So what sport did you play?
Well, I was in the national team, the Swedish national team, of a sport called military pentathlon.
Gotcha.
It's five events. So it's shooting, obstacle course, obstacle swimming, precision throwing, and cross-country running.
Yes.
You can Google it. It looks fun.
So we talked to a lot of athletes that have turned entrepreneurs, myself included. And you're right, these things of commitment, discipline, persistence, and execution are what athletes are driven on already. And I like how you worded it, that you just optimize that for your business, right? And then having the optimal body, the right diet, sleep, et cetera. I'm working hard on my sleep patterns myself, and I'm getting up earlier. I'm a part of that 5 a.m. club, but also I'm going to bed early.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm also going to bed earlier, and I'm eating better. I feel better, but you're right. You've got to tune that in. So even if you're not an athlete and you're an entrepreneur today, these things you have to do. Commitment, discipline, persistence, and execution for sure. So because you're already doing this, then you optimize these different traits, these habits. Tell me one big thing that you can align with your rewire of these new habits and also those action steps. One thing you can talk about.
Can I take that again?
Sure, sure. So since your action steps after that vacation and optimizing these different habits you already had as an athlete, tell me about one good accomplishment you guys have done together in this last year that you can attribute to these habits and actions.
Oh my God, that's the thing that, a part of entrepreneurship, I mean, it's less than a year old.
Yes.
We run the design agency at the same time. We've just written and launched a book. The happy family that we have is healthy and strong. So it's just everything at once, but at the same time, everything runs smoothly.
Yes.
And for us, that's a huge success there. We have an amazing community for our entrepreneurship. We have people from 22 countries, I think, and we have new members joining. There's hundreds of entrepreneurs. The design agency is running at the same time. So, of course, it's full on.
Good. Balance and stability is the biggest accomplishment. And it goes back to that that quality of life, because you haven't once talked about money, which is great. You're talking about just quality of life. If you have quality of life, it seems like the money takes care of itself. And so I think that's a great lesson for everybody listening.
Yes, and it's a great life and a certain lifestyle. Again, it's back to the values. The money will always come. And as long as you have kind of enough and to grow the business, and what's most important is the giving of value to your community. If the community is not happy, then they're not going to come to you. But if the community is happy, they will invite more friends and they will tell people and they will come back for more. So it's value is our number one priority. I'm sure you've seen that on Instagram, and it's not once have we gotten a negative feedback. And for us, it's so humbling, and it's so we're so grateful for that.
That is great. We're going to take you into what we like to call the garment district, Anna. I'm going to rapid fire some questions on you. I know you're going to be able to take it, no problem. But let's first hear from our sponsor, The Custom Shop. As you know, before my rewire, I launched and ran my own fitness apparel brand. Now today, I consult, invest in, and private label design and manufacture custom apparel for brands across the nation. Does your brand need unique, high-quality lifestyle apparel like t-shirts, hats, leggings, and more? With your branded logo or slogan? Or do you need real-time consultation on your brand? Reach out to me for more information and custom apparel quotes. Email info@phoenixfashionweek.com. All right, we're back with Anna Christensen from Apparel Entrepreneurship, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. And the first half of the podcast went amazing. Anna, thank you for being on. But now we're in the garment district, okay? And so we'd like to talk about wholesale versus retail. So for me, how I define that is what you're offering in apparel entrepreneurship, is it to the wholesale customer, meaning you're talking about distribution and boutiques and retailers, or are you talking to the end user, the designer that's going to take your skills and tools and apply them?
Well, it's both. How I see it, we are online and we're doing lectures, and there's already young designers that want to do it, and also existing brands that come for more information. So the way I see it, it's kind of, it's both.
when you're talking about bringing in new customers, new clients from your design agency to also to apparel entrepreneurship, the online platform, what do you think, as far as a sales platform goes, how do you bring in the most revenue if you had to identify that?
For the design agency or for apparel entrepreneurship?
I say both. Let's talk about both, because you do run two different businesses, right? So the design agency is super important. Let's talk about that and what sales platform brings in the most revenue for you. And then how about, as well as a new brand, apparel entrepreneurship?
The design agency is actually totally 100% based on my network. As you know, if you're doing a good job, if you're over delivering to people, if you're always nice, if you're always helpful, people come back for more. I have not in 12 years done any commercials or any ads, or I have not had to hunt for work for the design agency. It has always come to us. And I think because of recommendations, most of the customers that come because of the recommendation.
Sure.
And we're extremely grateful and it's super humbling, but it's the over-delivering, I think, that gets people. They know that they are going to get a great product. They know the project is going to run smoothly. If there are any problems, they know we will fix it.
So word of mouth.
There you have it.
Word of mouth is the most powerful marketing platform in the world, no question, because people are already kind of curated before they get to you. With a new startup like Apparel.
Yes, but you need to do a great job.
Yes,
You have word of mouth. No word of mouth if the product sucks.
That is true. We definitely say with young entrepreneurs that you have to have a great product out of the gate, period. You have to have great service because no matter what, all the marketing in the world is not going to help you if you don't give a good product or service. And over-delivering is amazing. You should always do that. And you're right. And you are a good example of how well that comes back to you tenfold, maybe a hundredfold, right?
For sure.
Yeah,
I mean, now at this point, we have to say no because of the capacity to some clients, but then we have the network so we can kind of guide them further.
Sure. And as far as the startup apparel entrepreneurship, this new online platform, how do you guys go about bringing in new business? Because that's brand new, right? So maybe your word of mouth is not as strong, but what's the number one sales platform for that?
Well, we do tiny piece of Facebook ads.
Okay.
But most of it comes from SEO.
Okay.
Great SEO. And also from Instagram. A lot of our customers come from Instagram.
Sure.
Plus email. The email list is growing.
Good.
Pretty good. that's it. But I mean, the Facebook ads is very, very, very little. We want to grow organically as well. We want to manage everything kind of ourselves, not to, you know, have the super big, again, going into corporate, because it ties back into the freedom. We want to have full control and not, you know, have it kind of run out of control because it gets too big too quickly.
Good for you.
We want to have full control of the content again.
Yes.
The value to the customer.
I'm going to make a t-shirt with you guys. We're going to put on the front, full control. On the back, Fashion Rewind.
Yes.
Full control. I love it. So tell Klaus.
I'm going to buy that t-shirt.
Yeah, tell Klaus, get ready. He and I and you are going to put that together. Social media-wise, I was lucky enough to come across you guys and we found each other. But are you following anybody on social media? And if you are, tell us who it is and what platform.
For social, we're going for the entrepreneurs. So we're following a lot of super strong entrepreneurs like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, John Lee Dumas.
Yes.
There are some Gary Vaynerchuk sometimes. I love, as women, kick-ass entrepreneurs, I love Emily Weiss from Glossier, and I love Ali Webb from Drybar. Jasmine Starr is a rock star. Those are kind of my go-tos that I kind of follow regularly just to get us going.
That's great. And so, like always, we're going to build a blueprint for Anna today that you can download at Fashion Rewired. Just DM me and ask me for the free blueprint of Anna, and you'll get it, and you'll hear about all of Anna's, her books that she reads, her action steps, et cetera, but also all the different names of entrepreneurs that are successful that she just rattled off there. I'll have that in her blueprint, and you can have that blueprint to read about yourself, Anna.
Fantastic.
So I think we talked about network marketing, word of mouth, and also your email list seems to be like your kind of go-to business resources that drives both apparel entrepreneurship, the online platform, as well as the design agency, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then I know, because you have a quality of life, that you're also reading books. So we always like to get two books that our readers and listeners can listen to and read as well to succeed. What would you recommend?
Okay. I'm a big fan of Seth Godin.
Yes.
And his book, Purple Cow, is amazing.
Yes.
The importance to be unique and different in a world of overall saturation.
Yes.
That book, I think, should be every entrepreneur should read that book, or every aspiring entrepreneur should read that book, because it's so spot on. There's so little bullshit in that book, but it's so descriptive of just how important it is to be unique and different. And I'm going to give you a second book that rewired my trajectory. When we lived in France, and I was working for Salomon, I read that book called Let My People Go Surfing by Yvon Chouinard.
Okay.
He's the Patagonia founder.
Yes.
And because of that book, we launched our first clothing brand.
Excellent.
It was so, you know, he's writing in such an inspiring way. And again, it ties back to the values. How do you want to live? How do you want to run a business? Not the normal, you know, career path and the obvious business that everybody's running, but his own way and by his own values. And when I finished that book, I put that book down and I talked to Klaus. He read the book kind of in a couple of days, and we're like, okay, we need to launch something new. We need to do something ourselves. And so because of that book, we launched our first clothing brand.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm a huge fan of Seth Godin. Literally last night I was talking to a group of entrepreneurs here in Phoenix, and I recommended that book. And so, you know, like you said, you have to stand out amongst a bunch of brown cows. You've got to be the purple cow, because there's too much going on already. And it's a great, great lesson. So I want our listeners to check out both books. So I know that you've been on the trajectory of success for a long time, but I want to go back to a much younger Anna, maybe before you moved to Sweden, if you can go back that far, in Romania. And tell me about what advice would you give younger Anna to get you to where you are now faster?
I've got two things I think I would tell myself. First of all, since I'm Romanian, everything I've got, everything needs to be fast, fast, fast. I would tell myself to have patience, because still today I'm struggling with this. And the second thing is the ego. Again, I'm struggling with this still today, but if I would have let that go many, many, many years ago, I would have learned so much faster.
Sure.
I would have asked more questions without being so proud.
Yes.
I would have not been so self-conscious. People don't care. They're too busy with their own thing. And so just to not think so much of what other people say and think, and not be so proud and not be so self-conscious. Yeah, those things would have made a huge difference. But hey, everybody learns, right?
That's true. The best part about it is you learned and you've overcome those things. And like you said, you're still dealing with them as well and managing them, right? So no one's saying that you have to be 100% perfect, but you recognize these things, right? The ego, the patience, the self-consciousness, and you're just working through those on a daily basis. And when you have, going back to that stability that you and Klaus have built, you're able to take a look at those things, right? And manage them as best you can. When people don't have a good foundation and don't apply the things you said earlier, everything's kind of out of control. And these other things, the patience, the ego, they seem to rear their ugly heads. And that's when things can go really bad.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So
swallow that ego.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're going to have Klaus on later on Fashion Rewired. So we're excited to have him on and get his perspective as well. And so we know we're going to be working together all throughout 2019. But tell our listeners, as we kind of wrap up here, why it's important to rewire.
Because it gives you a fresh start. It gives you a fresh start. You can just reboot and you can just go.
For sure.
That everybody should rewire. Yeah.
I agree. And it's okay, right? It happens at different parts of everyone's lives. There's nothing wrong with rewiring because you're going to be better on the other side. And in this podcast alone, you'll have all the different tools and ideas how you can go ahead and rewire. So how can people get excited about 2019 with apparel entrepreneurship and Anna? What's the big thing we should be looking forward to this year for you guys?
Well, we want to reach more people, obviously, because there's so many fantastic brands and startups out there with crazy ideas, fantastic ideas that can change the world, literally. And so we're going to launch webinars and we're going to launch online events just to be able to reach people more. And also because of apparel entrepreneurship, many of our customers come to us and ask for designers. So we will as well be launching a new site calling Designder. So Designder.com, it will be a connecting platform for freelance apparel designers and brands. So a place where designers can showcase their work and brands can find talent and start working on great projects together. It will be a curated platform just to get the quality where it should be. And it will be no bidding like you see on the other platforms. cheap. No cheap. It's going to be quality and it's going to be for connection and for long-lasting relationships. And we're really excited about this one. So, yeah.
That's
a lot happening in 2019.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Count us in to work with you guys on whatever level you guys want. We definitely want you and Klaus to be here in Phoenix for Fashion Week, October 3 through 5. So please put that on your calendar now. You guys will
That'd be an amazing addition
to our already great lineup. So like I said earlier, Anna's been so grateful. She's going to give us a bunch of great things in this bundle. So we're doing a Fashion Rewired giveaway bundle. So you're going to get from Anna a business plan template, a startup checklist, manufacturing checklist, and little croaky templates for male and female for zero. All you have to do is go to www.apparelentrepreneurship.com/fashionrewired. Again, we'll put that out to you guys on our blueprint. Also on IG, I'll put that out there as well. www.apparelentrepreneurship.com/fashionrewired. How about that?
Awesome. Hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, just, you know, have any questions, you know where to find me.
Exactly. Also find Anna, your direct IG that people can track you down. What would be the best?
Yeah.
Well, what IG address would you want to drive people to?
Oh, at Apparel Entrepreneurship.
Okay. There we go. At Apparel Entrepreneurship. That's it. And so, man, what a great talk today. Thank you so much for being patient and talking to us all the way from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Sweden.
But, that's all right. No worries. It's been fun. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Check us out again on Instagram at Fashion Rewired. This has been another amazing week. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. We're out. Be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at Fashion Rewired. Ask me a question for my next episode or share with me what your brand is struggling with most.
Thank you for joining us for our weekly 30-minute podcast focused on the business of fashion. Fashion Rewired is all about the successful transformation of your mind, perspective, and daily approach to your fashion brand. Make sure you listen next week for the Fashion Rewired podcast with Brian Hill.